and Summersville with the final later tonight. Class 2 D2, only the final to be played, Woodland and Bloomfield. Class 2 District 3 from West County, that'll be played tomorrow, the semifinals there with St. Pius and Jefferson and Arcadia Valley and Saxony Lutheran. Played tonight, Class 2 District 8, Fatima and Eugene, as well as Steelville and Lynn, and the fall championship to follow that. Class 4 District 2, you've got the first round all to be played tonight. Oakville versus Seckman, Lindberg versus Fox, Hillsborough versus Melville. The team with the bye is Koryesu, and they play the semifinals and finals tomorrow. Class 4 District 3 from Eureka, semis and the final tonight, Lafayette and Rockwood Summit, and Eureka and Northwest. And in Class 4 District 1 tomorrow, the championship, Farmington and Poplar Bluff will be facing off at 6 from Sykeston. So that's a look at some of the other districts, and we'll try to update you throughout the evening with scores from around those districts as they come in. As you get to this point in the season, it's hard to ever predict who's going to make it through the state, because sometimes it's not guaranteed which the team with the better record is going to win.
Not always, you know, and Bismarck has, you know, four seniors this year, two big middles, two big hitters. Then you look at St. Vincent, and they've got a young team. They have two seniors, a lot of sophomores, but a lot of scrappiness and good defense. So this game could go either way tonight.
Our second semifinal coming up, it'll be Bismarck and St. Vincent. Bismarck at 24-6-2, coached by Paula Aubuchon, who in this millennium has not had a losing record with Bismarck. That's as far back as I was able to find records. She's been with the team for a long time. And Coach Aubuchon saying this is her final year coaching volleyball. I know, Stacy, the entire area volleyball community is going to miss having her on the floor.
They will, and that's going to be big shoes for Bismarck to fill, because she has such been an inspiration to a lot of girls, a lot of teams, on and off the court.
Coach Aubuchon, also the athletic director here at Bismarck High. They were in the Final Eight last year. They've been to state back-to-back years. In fact, in their first state game last year, they knocked out St. Vincent. Meanwhile, for St. Vincent, 15-20-1 this year. Amy Unfleet is their head coach in her first year as the head coach of the squad, although she was an assistant the previous 2 years under Cindy Sissel. They made it to state last year and the year before. 2014, they took second at state. District winners last year in District 3 over Leopold. And for Bismarck, they were district winners over Crystal City last year. I want to thank some of our sponsors, including Mineral Area College in Farmington. And speaking of MAC, we've got MAC volleyball on J98 tomorrow. It'll be MAC and Jefferson College, two of the better teams in the area facing off. We'll have that for you here on J98. And I tell you what, if you've never seen college volleyball, I mean, high school volleyball is a lot of fun to watch. College volleyball is even something else with just the speed.
It's just the speed of it. How quick they can move that ball and how quick the hits are, it's almost a blink of an eye and you can miss it.
That's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Chad Speaker and Will Cheshire will have the call for you on J98 with Mineral Area College and Jefferson College facing off from MAC. So that's going to be coming up tomorrow. We've got, of course, your normal high school football complement coming up on Friday. To hear more about what's coming up with high school football, we will have the Coles Tractor and Equipment football recap from Buffalo Wild Wings. That'll be starting in 3 minutes from 6 to 8 over on J98. Greg Armbruster and the crew taking care of you there. And I am a little bummed to miss it just because I get free food when I get to go.
Nothing like having a hospitality room.
That's the best price for food is free.
It's free.
But we still got some great volleyball to come here on KREI. Again, we've got the second semifinal coming up in about 15 minutes. It'll be St. Vincent and Bismarck, and then we'll have the championship to follow after that, with Valley Catholic awaiting the winner. So we'll take a commercial break. When we come back, I had an opportunity to talk to Bismarck coach Paula Aubuchon before this whole thing got started earlier this afternoon. We'll hear that interview up next here on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioners at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath and Ashley Whitley.
We would love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Call us today at 636-481-6040 to set up an appointment.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're both Ashleys, we could call you the A-Team. You know,
I pity the fool who doesn't call the A-Team for their health care needs.
That's way over the top.
We're not going to really do this, are we?
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center.
Health happens here.
Did you know more than 562,000 people in the St. Louis area are living with prediabetes? Learn about and adopt the healthy eating and physical activity habits proven to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Receive support and encouragement from a trained lifestyle coach and fellow classmates. A new class begins on Thursday, October 27th at the Jefferson County Y. Participants who qualify will receive a free 12-week Y membership. For more information, contact 314-421-8838.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body and Sales in St. Genevieve wishes the Valley Warriors and St. Genevieve Dragons good luck this season. Dwayne's been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured. All work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery, and now with a second location. Visit Dwayne Doza Auto Sales at 1104 Truman Boulevard in Crystal City. For all your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171. Check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at Soapy Auto Sales.
Come take advantage of the fall savings sale going on at Oaks Home Furnishings in St. Genevieve only. With 40,000 square feet of fine furniture, they offer brands like Serta, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Oaks Home Furnishings wants to help you find the perfect furniture for your home, along with a great line of Whirlpool appliances. And take advantage of the fall savings at Mattress World in Perryville, where they've got your back. Chuck says, come see them.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back to Bismarck High School, getting set for the second semifinal of this Class 1 District 4 volleyball tournament. It will be Bismarck and St. Vincent, and I'm joined now by Bismarck head volleyball coach Paula Abishan. First off, coach, heading into the postseason, where do you feel your team is at?
We're looking pretty good. Everybody's healthy. We united as a team, strong chemistry going on. I think we're ready to go.
It's always nice to be healthy going into this final stretch, that's for sure.
Yes, we've had it both ways, and we're appreciating the healthiness part.
Now, St. Vincent, we talked last night. They're not a team you've played this year, but you met them in the postseason last year. Does that make a difference at all, you think, or is that so far away now it doesn't matter?
Well, it has been an odd year that we didn't meet, because we usually meet at SEMO, and I think they dropped out of SEMO, and then sometimes we might meet at Perryville, and we didn't see them in Perryville. We're in complete different parts of the bracket. So it would have been nice to have played them. We always look forward to that, because they're a good team, and we know that we're going to have to play tonight to beat them.
What are some things that jump out to you when you look at what they do?
They use a lot of hitters. They have Jackie Versman, but they don't always just use Jackie. They use a lot of hitters. They hit a lot of right side. They have two very good setters. We're just going to have to find our shots. We're going to have to hit back, serve tough, and we're going to have to find our shots.
And it's even tougher to try to block when you don't exactly know where the attack's even going to come from.
It is, and they use their outsides a lot, and my middles have to really, really get over pin to pin to get over and block them, and that can be an issue. So we're just really hoping that we play great defense and our shots go down.
You get to host this tournament. How much of a difference and a help does that have for your squad?
I'm kind of a believer in home court advantage. I think it can help you with a couple of points, possibly. Not necessarily calls. I'm not saying calls. I'm just saying home peacefulness, familiarity. I think that helps. I do.
Last question, Coach. Biggest key for a victory over St. Vincent and then a victory in the championship after that?
What would that be like? That would be huge. That would be basically probably a dream come true to get through a district this tough. would be a dream come true. It's going to be a dream come true for either team, really, because of the strength of the district.
Certainly, whoever wins this district is going to be very well tested for the state tournament.
They will be. The sectional could be kind of troubling. Got to figure Lesterville's going to be there. They're tough, and they're a good postseason run team. You got to figure Advance or Bernie's going to be there. They're not going to go down easy. No matter who they're playing, they're not going to go down easy. So getting through this, yes, you're going to be battle-tested, but you're still going to have your game face on because Saturday will be a tough day.
That's Bismarck coach Paula Aubuchon. Thanks for your time and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
More to come here on AM 800 KREI as we're to the postseason district volleyball action.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
At Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, you're assured peace of mind for both you and your loved ones. Gracious, affordable living, an in-home environment, and staffed by a professional team that works with the patient and the family to provide skilled nursing or rehabilitation, hospice services, and much more. A beautiful enclosed courtyard, free cable TV, Wi-Fi, and beauty shop services are enjoyed by Fountain Blue residents. At Fountain Blue Nursing Center, minimal stress and maximum care can only provide a longer, more meaningful life. Call 636-937-3500 for more details.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioner at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath. Ashley, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a graduate of the Barnes Goldfarb School of Nursing. I previously worked for Tenet Hospital in De Pere, and I did my externship here at the Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro. I can see individual and families from 13 on up. Call me at 636-481-6040. I'd love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center. We want to be your health care home.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
Back at Bismarck. We've got St. Vincent and Bismarck coming up in our second semifinal here. And the winner will play Valley Catholic later tonight, with the winner of that going on to the state tournament on Saturday. Jordan Solkman, Stacey Hensley with you. Christian Cooper back at our studio. I want to thank our sponsors, including Farmers Mutual Insurance in St. Genevieve, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Crystal City Herculaneum in St. Genevieve, Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers, and YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus. Want to definitely give a shout-out to the YMCA. They, along with the Farmington VFW, the sites of our big blood drive yesterday, got a lot of blood to the American Red Cross, so much appreciated everybody who came out and helped us out for that event. Got some volleyball coming up now. St. Vincent 15-20-1 on the year. Bismarck 24-6-2. And Stacy, when you look at these two teams, what jumps out to you?
With Bismarck, there are two big middles. You know, right off the bat, And then, of course, St. Vincent, young team, but very, very scrappy and big defense. So this game is one that could go either way.
Even though St. Vincent has a losing record, you look at some of the teams on their schedule, and you know they've had a pretty rough stretch, which I think if you're Coach Amy Umfleet, you want to have tough opponents. You want to make sure you're battle-tested for this point in the season. You don't want to beat up on bad teams.
You know, Umfleet's all about being very, very competitive and pushing her girls to make themselves better, and they want to play big teams like this. You know, and Bismarck's going to bring it to them.
Bismarck, their starting lineup. You've got outside hitter in Bailey Barton, middle hitters Kayla Johnston and Briley Henson, defensive specialist Savannah Tate. Center is Madison Dugal, and defensive specialist is Alyssa Sago. Very senior-heavy lineup in Bismarck. A lot of the teams we've encountered, you know, you'll have two or three seniors getting a lot of playing time. For Bismarck, it is pretty much all seniors except for Dugal, their setter, which is a junior, although you could argue setting is sometimes the most important and toughest position.
You know, this is a big, big season for Bismarck. You know, they got a lot of seniors that's going to be leaving next year. You got Paula Aubuchon that's retiring. You know, somebody's going to have big shoes to fit, and then Bismarck's going to start all over with young team coming in, so...
It'll be interesting what next year looks like, but obviously they want to prolong this year a little bit longer if they can. On the other side for St. Vincent, looking at their main lineup, you've got middle hitters in Molly Myers and Jackie Versman. Versman leading the team in kills as a junior. Outside hitters Madison Hayne, Lauren Karen. Their defensive specialist Katie Schnurbusch. Two setters, Jenna Winkler and Megan Henneman will split the duties, and Peyton Triller will check in as a libero as well, and they'll use their bench a little bit more than Bismarck also. And you look at them, bit of a younger team. Hayne, Karen, and Triller in the starting group are seniors, but you know, Versman, who's been getting most of the attention, she's only a junior.
You know, Schnurbusch is very, very scrappy on that backcourt, and she's not afraid to hit the floor. So no matter where that ball is, her body's going to be laid out somewhere, and she's going to make sure she gets the touch.
Schnurbusch is a junior, leads the team in digs. Versman leads the team in kills and blocks and aces. 51 aces, and that's something that Coach Nancy Fisher of Valley Catholic talked about. When Versman has the serve, it's not going to be fun.
No, she's got a phenomenal jump serve, and not only is it very consistent, it's hard, and there's a lot of power behind it.
And when you can get a good jump serve, you get so much more velocity and such a better angle, but naturally it's difficult to do. At the college level, you see it pretty commonly, but at the high school level, not that many players can pull it off consistently.
Not consistent with power. Most high school players have a lot of power, but they can't control that power. She is one that actually controls the power. She also puts a little backspin on it, which makes it difficult to receive.
We'll hope to talk to Coach Amy Umfleet after the match, and also Paula Aubuchon of Bismarck. I want to thank our sponsors, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Mineral Area College, First State Community Bank in DeSoto, Festus, Hillsboro, Imperial in Washington, and the UPS store in Festus. Again, our second semifinal coming up. It'll be St. Vincent and Bismarck, Indians versus Indians. So as you can imagine, I probably won't mention the mascot names terribly much once this gets going. Less confusing, though, than Valley Catholic and Valley Caledonia. That's a broadcaster's nightmare. And both teams have uniforms that are easy to read. That's also a broadcaster's nightmare. I mean, we did the MAAA tournament last week, and Farmington, you know, Coach Julie Ward, I love you, but those jerseys, the gold and the white numbers, are hard to read. So that was a bit of a challenge. Got for Bismarck, you've got the maroon unis with the white numbers, very easy to read, and for St. Vincent, you've got blue with gold numbers. And that's what we've got coming up here shortly, Bismarck and St. Vincent. Here from Bismarck, and being on the home floor for Bismarck, you wonder how many extra points that could end up helping them with.
Well, it's not so much a point, but it's comfort. You know, when you practice in this gym and you've played in this gym all your home games, you're comfortable. You can come out. This is your court.
You know, the amazing thing is, even though the courts are exactly the same in terms of how the lines are painted, it feels a little bit different sometimes on your home floor versus someone else's home floor.
Well, it is. Just the color of the court can sometimes mess with you. But, yes, all the courts are the same size. But when you practice on your court all the time, you got a home advantage.
We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have first serve St. Vincent and Bismarck High School Volleyball Class 1 District 4 here on AM 800 KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flicks Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flicks Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
We welcome you back to Bismarck, getting set here on AM 800 KREI and online at mymoinfo.com. Bismarck and St. Vincent, the 2-3 here in Class 1, District 4. And the winner will go on to play Valley Catholic later tonight, which will have that championship for you as well. You've got the first round of state coming up on Saturday. It'll be hosted by the winner of District 3, which is going to be either Lesterville or Leopold. They will be facing off here shortly from Zalma. In Class 1 District 2, you've got Advance and Burney facing off. And in Class 1 District 1, Gideon and North Hemiscott. And the winner of that one will play the winner of this district on Saturday. Of course, when you get 4-1, it's farther apart geographically, so it's harder to know and harder to compare.
By the looks of the gym in here, I think there's more blue in here than maroon tonight.
And, you know, Perryville's not a short drive either, so, you know, give a big shout-out to the St. Vincent people making the trip. Guess that means they're not listening to us if they're here. But a great support from them, good support from Bismarck as well. And it's always more fun when you've got a loud crowd, and this strikes me as the type of gym that can hold sound very well.
And I bet we're ready to hear a lot of it.
Bismarck will start with the serve. It'll be Kayla Johnston, the 5'11 senior. She has the ball in hand. They'll be on our right side from where we're situated behind the chair official. St. Vincent on our left. Their libero in the yellow to her team's blue. No libero in the lineup for Bismarck. So Johnston. 23 aces coming into the contest. Right-handed standing serve. Played back middle by Triller. Set. Attack right front. Back right dug by Bismarck. Set. Attack from the back row. Johnston laying out with Schnurbusch, but she couldn't control it. And Bismarck strikes first, and their crowd applauds. They've got their student section right behind where the Bismarck players are. And you've got one of them wearing an odd-looking chicken mask. That is terrifying.
Hey, it's almost Halloween.
Set, attack left front, St. Vincent down the line, dug back right by Johnston. Set, attack left front, left-handed swing, drops it in right in the middle of the court from Savannah Tate. Not usually a go-to attacker, but she makes it 2-0 Bismarck.
Well, when they see St. Vincent's libero being pulled back deep on the court, they let that middle wide open. That's sure where she put it.
Johnston serves again. Back middle play by Schnurbusch. Set, attack. Right front, just a little tap over the double block, but they're able to slide down and get it. Now the swing left front, double block sends it back again, but Bismarck ready. They send him a free ball. St. Vincent set, attack left front, down the line. Blockers reject it, but the referees say it's still in play. A little light tap over the double blocker, Bismarck ready for it. Big swing, and Briley Henson, a big swing, but she took a lot off it to drop it in. Might have actually missed a little bit, but it worked out.
She went up and thought it was going to be hit really, really hard. And I think it went off her fingers because she didn't get a good hit off that. But she made the point.
Doesn't matter. It looks the same in the score sheet. 3-0 Bismarck. Big start for the home team. Set from Winkler for St. Vincent. Attack left front. Double blockers reject it, but Winkler lays out to keep it alive in front of the net. Now Bismarck with the possession. Set from Dugal. Big swing and the kill straight down the middle. Briley Henson, 4-0 start for Bismarck.
Now we're going to see a lot out of Briley tonight. She's that big middle that's right up front, and anytime they're going to utilize that power she has, they're going to.
Another serve for Kayla Johnston. Right-handed serve, back left play. Set, attack from the middle, hits off a blocker, rolls along the net, and drops in for a point for St. Vincent. They're on the board 4-1. And now their libero, Katie Schnurbusch, a junior. She will have the serve. Right-handed standing serve. Back middle pass, set middle front from Dugal. Attack left front, big swing, blocker sends it back. Henson tries again. This time, the big strike is good for a 5-1 Bismarck lead.
You know, Bismarck had to take advantage of that. She got blocked, she reset it, and then they took it on two, didn't pass the ball around, quickly made that quick play.
Did you see that, the chant from the Bismarck students? Well, we're on the radio, so no, they didn't. Set, attack left front, St. Vincent drops it in off a blocker. Molly Myers gives St. Vincent the serve back, down 5-2. That was easy, the chant from the St. Vincent students, which aren't terribly far away from the Bismarck students. They're fairly close together. One's in the far right corner from us, the other to our right behind where a basket would be if there was a basketball setup. Attack from behind the line, not a great look. So here's Hain with the set. Attack, dug back right by Johnston for Bismarck. They attack from the back row, and a big diagonal swing from Johnston. So hard to get a good angle from behind the line, but Johnston makes it look easy.
You know, Bismarck's in favor of hitting that behind that 10-foot line like that. If Briley's not ready and on the front row, they're going to utilize the back row, and you've got to make sure that you're down and ready.
6-2 Bismarck, serve from Dugal. Back middle play by Schnurbusch, set from Henneman. Little light tap, hit back by the blocker, Henson. Point Bismarck, 7-2. Block, 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 the chant from the students. The chicken mask still terrifying me. You also have someone in a Vote for Pedro shirt. Set from Henneman, attack left front, big swing, great dig by Johnston to keep it in play, but they have to send a free ball over. Play by the libero, pushed over on the second hit. Bismarck was ready, short set, big swing, big kill, Briley Henson. And a timeout taken by Coach Amy Umfleet of St. Vincent. Bismarck off to an 8-2 start in set number one, Class 1 District 4 semifinal on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Bismarck looking good on their home floor, up 8-2 in set number one here against St. Vincent. Bismarck has the serve. Madison Dugal, the 5'5 junior setter. They're in the maroon and white. St. Vincent in the blue and gold. Dugal will serve from right in front of her team's student section. Back left pass, set from Henneman. Attack left front, Hain. Diagonal left to right. It is just in for the kill for Madison Hain. Hain wearing number 96, which is not a number you see terribly often on a volleyball jersey. Makes it easy to point her out then for me. I like anything that makes my job easy because I struggle enough as it is. Now Jackie Versman, the junior. The jump serve, back left overpass, rejected by the blocker. Point St. Vincent. And as we talked about in the pregame, when Jackie Versman has the serve, St. Vincent is in good shape.
They are in good shape, and if you watch those serves, when it clears the top of the net, it drops. She puts that backspin on, and there's enough power.
8-4. Another overpass right to the net. The setter able to save it and set up an attack. Dug in the back middle by Schnurbusch. Attack left front, down the line, but in the net with St. Vincent. So it's a point for Bismarck, and they're very happy to get it back. 9-4.
They are, but that's one server you don't want out of serve position. You want to keep her back there as long as you can.
Now Briley Henson, 5'9 senior with the jumping right-handed serve. Schnurbusch the pass, set from the middle. Attack left front over the double block and just hits off of Henson, who should have let it go. She took kind of a half swing at it, barely tapped it. It might have been in anyway, but that
she
didn't
hesitated.
Help.
She yeah. thought it may have been in. She thought, should I take it or not? And end up making a touch.
So Molly Myers is served for St. Vincent. They're down 9-5. Attack from behind the line, big swing, big dig by Versman. Attack right front down the line. Great sliding dig by Henson. Set but too close to the net, so they have to push it back over. Then an over dig that time by St. Vincent, but a light strike from the front of the net from Hain just drops it in for a St. Vincent point, 9-6. St. Vincent gets it back, trailing by three in set one. Winner to play Valley Catholic in the championship later tonight. Molly Myers' serve is too long, and it's out. 10-6, Bismarck takes it back, and now Alyssa Sago. Right-handed standing serve. Back middle pass, set from the middle front, attack down the middle, dug in the back left by Henson, but Henson double touch, and it's a point for St. Vincent. 10-7. St. Vincent with the serve still trailing. And the St. Vincent students stating the obvious with the "you can't do that" chant. And Bismarck's fans respond, "get your own cheer." To be fair, neither of you guys invented that one. That's as basic as it gets, as the serve doesn't clear the net from St. Vincent. There's a net there. I like that one. That's creative.
Not sure what game we're going to be calling, either the fan club or the game.
Serve over from Barton. Attack from behind the line. Good dig by Barton in the back left. Attack left front. Just a little pushover by Tate. St. Vincent set. Attack left front. Off the double blockers and down. Kill for Lauren Karen. And a kill for St. Vincent. Down 11-8. So the serve for St. Vincent will be coming in for the player just checking into the contest, and that is Peyton Triller, who is a senior. Left-handed serve from her. Back middle pass by Sago. Set, attack right front. Big diagonal swing. It's overdug into the scorer's chair. Kayla Johnston the kill, 12-8 Bismarck. A whoop, there it is. I don't think these kids were alive when that song came out. Darn kids, get off my lawn. Free ball. Now Bismarck, the opportunity set. Just a little tap over the blocker, but St. Vincent was ready. Now they will attack left front. Big swing to the back middle. A kill for Versman. St. Vincent gets it back down 12-9.
You know, she came out real heavy right off the bat. They set her up. She had two big swings and got blocked both times, and she's starting to figure out how to go around that double block of Bismarck now.
Back to the top of their rotation in Schnurbusch. Sago had to lay out just to get it in play, almost an ace. And then Bismarck pushes it too long after they got another chance at it, pushing it over toward the St. Vincent bench. So it's 12-10. St. Vincent with the serve, down by two in set number one. Schnurbusch the serve, back right pass, set from Dugal. Attack left right, did not clear the net from Henson. And St. Vincent's back within one after Bismarck started on a 4-0 run. St. Vincent has not led yet in this set. They want to tie it up. Overpass, but a good set. And then just a misfire again from Henson on the left front. And we're tied at 12-12 in set number one.
You know, Paula's finally up out of her chair now. Now that the game is tied up, Paula's up and ready.
I was wondering if she's going to call that timeout. She has it in her pocket, I would assume, here, in case they need it. The setter tries to surprise him. St. Vincent was ready for it, but they're only able to muster up a free ball. So now Dugal for Bismarck. Set. Big swing rejected by a blocker, but over the shoulder, just punched it back over, but out of play, too far to the left. That was just a desperation hit to get it over the net.
Oh. Bismarck's trying to utilize Briley as that big hitter up there, and she is just not making those points.
Overpass, back over the net. St. Vincent, their first lead, 13-12. They attack down the line, and they drop it in. Versman, 14-12, and Coach Aubuchon says, that's enough, I'm calling a timeout. St. Vincent with the lead in set number one, 14-12, Class 1 District 4 semifinal on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
After Bismarck led for most of this set, St. Vincent now on top. 14-12, semifinal from Class 1, District 4. St. Vincent 15-20-1 on the year. Bismarck 24-6-2. With Bismarck knocking St. Vincent out last year in the first round of state. Serve over from Schnurbusch. Big swing, rejected by the blocker, but Henson keeps it in play and has to send a free ball over. So here's St. Vincent. Set. Attack from behind the line. Schnurbusch misplayed on the front line. Goes into the student section. Caught by the man in the chicken mask. Point St. Vincent.
You know, these little mistakes coming from Bismarck is very, very unusual. They used to play really clean ball. I'm curious what Paul has told them to get together.
Bismarck a bit flustered. This is now the fifth or sixth serve for Schnurbusch. Attack left front, just a little tap around the blocker, but they were able to get under it. Karen was ready. Big swing off the blocker's kill right front from St. Vincent and Megan Huber, 16-12. St. Vincent dominant right now. Schnurbusch will serve again. Back middle pass, set from Dugal. Attack right front, hits off the blockers, Schnurbusch the dig. Set from Winkler. Attack off the double block, but they're able to keep it in play. Now Tate tries. Back middle, Schnurbusch ready for it. Set. Attack left front. Big swing down the line from Grossman. My goodness, you're not going to stop that.
Line judge calls it in. Paul is right there by the line, and Paul is calling it out.
17-12, St. Vincent. In control. Another serve from Schnurbusch. Set from Dugal. Attack from the back row. Rejected by the blocker, but Henson kept it in play. Then it was pushed over. Here's St. Vincent down the line again. Exact same thing with Versman. And once again, it's a kill. 18-12, St. Vincent. And Coach Aubuchon has to call another timeout as St. Vincent is dominating.
You know, Paula's already having to use her second timeout in this set so soon. Very unusual with her. We'll see what comes out.
And Bismarck started on a 4-0 run to begin the set. And at that point, they looked like the better team. But St. Vincent on the serve of Schnurbusch, they've gone from trailing when she started serving to up by 6, 18-12 in set number one. I want to thank some of our great sponsors, including Valley R6 of Caledonia in Caledonia, Dwayne Dozo Auto Body in St. Genevieve, Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, Oaks Home Furnishings in St. Genevieve, and Mattress World in Perryville. St. Vincent on a roll. And you got to imagine that a lot of these players remember last year when Bismarck knocked them out in the first round of the state tournament. And I imagine those St. Vincent players are like, that wasn't fun. I don't want that to happen again.
You know, there's always revenge. After you played a team and you've lost, you meet them back up again, somebody's going to have to come out and play harder. And it looks like St. Vincent right now is playing harder.
Bismarck just has to get a point to get it out of the hands of Schnurbusch. 18-12 in set number one. Right-handed serve. Back right pass. Set from behind the line. Attack from behind the line. Doesn't even come close to clearing the net from Johnston. 19-12. Bismarck has no answer right now.
You know, Bismarck's trying to switch everything up and utilize all their hitters they have, but they are just not making those solid points.
Another serve from Schnurbusch. Set. Attack right down the middle. Hits off a blocker, but dug out. Great job by Huber. Attack right front. Dig in the front row by Dugal. Tate tries from the left front. Dig from Schnurbusch. They weren't ready for it on the second hit, though, so a free ball. Here's Bismarck's chance. Overpass, and then the front line. Myers rejects it for St. Vincent. They had the opportunity, a bad first touch, and it's 20-12.
One thing Bismarck cannot do is make those overpasses. They got to make nice, clean passes and set those plays up to be able to score those points.
20-12, St. Vincent. Attack from Tate from the right front. Great dig into the net, though, and they're able to keep it in play. Great job just to stay in it. Attack, big swing. Schnurbusch digs it, but into the crowd. So Bismarck finally gets their point. But they're down 20-13. They've got some work to do to get back in it. But as we saw from St. Vincent, you can pull off a 10-point run. It's not impossible.
I'm curious, what's happened to Bismarck's cheering section over there now?
And now they've woken up. They were quiet for a while as Tate with the serve. Attack left front, and St. Vincent gets it right back off of the hand of Molly Myers. 21-14. 21-13, excuse me. Scoreboard put the wrong point up for a second. So now the serve comes from Megan Henneman. Right-handed standing serve. And it's out too far to her left. And Bismarck needs all the points they can get. They'll gladly take the service error.
They got to take advantage of that. Those silly mistakes of dismissing a basic serve. Take advantage and run.
Addison Dugal to serve. Set from the middle for Henneman. Attack right front. Big swing down the line and fitting it in. Jackie Versman again. It is 22-14, St. Vincent. A Jackie Versman chant from the St. Vincent students. And now she'll have the serve. Right-handed running, jumping serve. Hits off the top of the net. Played back middle. Set. Just pushed over from the back row by Johnston. Set from Henneman. Attack left front down the line. Dug out by Tate for Bismarck. They attack left front. Dug out by Versman. Set. Hit right down the middle by Myers. Only a sophomore. Makes it 22-14 St. Vincent. Versman will serve again. 2 points away from a lopsided set number one, and Bismarck wasn't sure who was supposed to get it. It just drops in the middle for an ace.
That's exactly what we were talking about before. When she's back there and she's serving, she gets an ace right off the bat. That top spin on that ball is going to be hard to receive, plus the power that she puts behind it.
It reminds me of a sinker in baseball. It just bottom drops out at the last second. And that's going to be an ace. Nope, they kept it alive off of one of the ceiling lights. So here's St. Vincent with a chance to win the set. Set, attack right front. Did not clear the net. Four hits. So Bismarck alive for now, 24-15. But they have to be flawless to stay alive in this set. Briley Henson will have the serve. From the middle, right-handed running, jumping serve for Herb. Versman the pass. Set. Attack left front, Karen clears a double block, dug out by Henson. But a free ball sent over as they weren't able to set it up properly. Here's St. Vincent, set. They're a bit off the mark. So now Bismarck has a chance. Set, straight down the middle, blocker sends it back, but Bismarck keeps it in play. They try again from the left front. Barton's just a little bit too long, and St. Vincent takes the first set. 25-15 off of a huge rally, and their crowd stands and gives them a standing O. We now go to set number two here in Class 1, District 4, semifinal. Winner to play Valley Catholic. Back in 2 minutes on AM 800 KREI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
St. Vincent going on a roll in set number one, 25-15 after Bismarck started the set on a 4-0 run. So now time for set number two. Here from Bismarck It's best of three, so Bismarck has to win this set, otherwise their season comes to an end. Winner plays Valley Catholic later tonight. We'll have that championship match for you here on AM 800 KREI and MIMOinfo.com. We also invite you to follow us on Twitter at MIMOinfo Sports. I try to update that as best I can, but I, of all the 25-year-old people in the world, I may be the worst at smartphones. I own a flip phone. The station has a smartphone that I'm using. So I'm still in the 20th century. Remember, I yelled at the students to get off my lawn earlier. They're only like 8 years different from me anyway.
I thought that was the station phone.
Nope. This one's mine. And Bismarck gets the first point as St. Vincent with a service error. And that was Schnurbusch, too, who was the server on that huge run they had. And she gives him a free point. You don't expect that after they went on about a 10-point run with her. Bismarck will take it, though. They're on our left in the maroon and white. St. Vincent on our right in the blue and gold. I want to thank Crown Collision Center in Farmington, Fleek's Equipment in St. Genevieve, and Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton among our sponsors as they're taking an extra long time to wipe down a spot in front of the net. Now we're good. Student sections for both teams very close to each other right now. Behind St. Vincent in a basket is the Bismarck fans, and in that same corner is St. Vincent's students. Set for St. Vincent attack. No one was in the spot from the right front all the way to the left middle. They get the kill, Winkler. That's just great job seeing the open spot on the floor.
You know, she plays very smart on that, and anytime that she can find that open spot, she takes a little heat off of it and puts it right in there.
Excuse me, now Schnurbusch has to serve. She actually didn't have the first one, as she'll get an ace on a perfectly placed one. So I misspoke. She was second in the rotation this time, and she gets an ace to make it 2-1. A junior, team's libero in the yellow, as opposed to her team's blue. A bit of an overpass, but they're able to get it over on the second hit. St. Vincent, a bit of an off-angled attack. Bismarck attacks left front, kept in play by Karen. St. Vincent, Versman, big swing, hits off a blocker and drops down. Kill for St. Vincent, 3-1. Schnurbusch serving again. Remember, they went on such a huge run in set number one with her. Set for Dugal. Just a little light tap. Great job by Versman getting under it in front of the net. And Versman, the big swing, is it good for a kill in the back middle. 4-1. St. Vincent, the momentum they got toward the end of set number one has not gone away. Another serve for Schnurbusch. Back middle pass. Set from Dugal. Big swing. Drops in the left corner. Finding the opening was Briley Henson. Bismarck gets it back down 4-2. So here's Dugal with the serve. Right-handed standing serve. Back middle pass. Set. Attack left front from Myers. They were ready for it. Bismarck. They'll attack from the middle. Just a light tap over the blocker, Myers. St. Vincent. Myers tries an attack. Rejected back. And that's a point for St. Vincent. The block from Henson, who leads the team in blocks coming in.
And that's what we've been expecting her to do tonight, is being up in front of the ball and making some big blocks. So whatever Paula told her, she's got her on the right track.
4-3, Bismarck down one, set for St. Vincent. Just a light tap, but it's a point for St. Vincent. She was in the net, so it's 4-4. Bismarck coached by Paula Abishan, who this entire millennium they've had a winning record every year under her to state the last 2 years in her final season as the head coach. Set, attack left front. Great dig by Tate. Set for Dugal. Attack right front. Goes into the St. Vincent bench, out of play, back to St. Vincent, 5-4. They're coached by Amy Umfley in her first year as the head coach, but she was the assistant the last 2 years. Serve for St. Vincent coming from Megan Henneman, sophomore. One of their team's setters, right-handed serve. Back middle pass straight in the air, set, attack left front over the double block, but St. Vincent easily digs it out. Versman, big swing down the left line, great dig by Dugal. They keep it in play. Now St. Vincent will try again. This time attack from the middle. Fight at the net. Versman digs it out. St. Vincent once more. Big swing off a blocker and a point. St. Vincent coming from Macy Butry.
Well, St. Vincent was really moving the ball around quick that time. And they had to hurry up and make that play before they had Henson up in front of them.
Excuse me, I was Megan Hedeman. I looked at the wrong roster. Their other nine, Hedeman for St. Vincent. Attack right front, big swing, double block, sends it back, but Bismarck keeps it in play. They'll try from the left front this time. Double block, almost dropped in front of them. Pushed over from Schnurbusch in the back row. Bismarck gives them back a free ball. Set from Hedeman, attack left front. Versman, it is too long. Point Bismarck, 6-5. They're down one and have the serve back.
One difference that we're seeing right now between Bismarck and St. Vincent, St. Vincent is double blocking the net, and Bismarck single blocking.
Riley Henson with the serve. Set. Attack left front from Hain. Back left dig. Going down to her knees. Attack left front. Clears the double block. Kept in play by Versman. Now Versman has the attack. Big swing to the back middle. When you set up Versman, she will put it down.
You know, Versman's on fire tonight with her serves, with her hits. She's been very, very consistent on all of it. And she can hit line. She can hit corners.
Only a junior. And she's the one player who gets her own name chanted. And then a rare mistake. Her serve does not clear the net. Back to Bismarck. So it is 6-7. Bismarck down in set number two. St. Vincent won the first set 25-15. Best of three in this semifinal here from Bismarck. Class 1, District 4. Sago with the serve. And Schnurbusch has to lay out to get it back over the net and is able to get it from the left front all the way to the back right, and somehow that wasn't meant to be an attack, but it ends up being a kill.
You know, she dug that. She was off balance, happened to scoop the pass over and shot to the back row just off the speed of it.
Serve from Myers. Free ball sent over. So here's St. Vincent with the opportunity. Set from the middle. The kill. St. Vincent. That time coming from Kara Castle, who just checked into the game. So it's 9-6 St. Vincent in set number two. Another serve from Myers. Back middle pass, set. Attack from the middle front. Myers dig in the back middle, set. Attack left front, right-handed swing. Back left dig by Henson. Attack left front, light one over the blockers down the line. St. Vincent ready, attack left front. Blockers send it back, and that'll be good for a Bismarck point. It was Tate on the block along with Johnston. 9-7, Bismarck gets the serve, still trailing. Bailey Barton has the serve. Bismarck started set one with the lead. St. Vincent roared in the middle of the set and took a big lead, and they've led pretty much all of set number two. St. Vincent pushes it over, and Bismarck just didn't know who was supposed to touch it. That will drive a coach mad.
I don't think they knew what to do with that. I think it surprised them all. They were waiting for a big kill, and they just lobbed it right over.
Hain just with a little pushover. It's 10-7 St. Vincent. St. Vincent students enjoying the dribbling of the set by Winkler. Attack right front. Did not clear the net from Johnson. Another point for St. Vincent. A timeout taken by Bismarck. St. Vincent leads 11-7 in set number two after taking the first one, 25-15. And I tell you what, if St. Vincent keeps this up and takes this match, they've looked a lot more impressive to me than Valley Catholic did in their first match, and St. Vincent has the weakest record of the three.
You know, St. Vincent, you know, like we talked about earlier, they're very scrappy. They do have power, but they got really strong defense. So it doesn't matter how hard you're going to hit at them, they're going to get the defense off of it. You know, I expected, you know, Bismarck to come out and utilize those hitters a lot more, especially at home court advantage in their own gym. So we'll see what Paula's going to say and see if there's a change when they come back out.
Want to thank Unico Bank in Potosi, DeLoge in Irondale, Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Mineral Area College, and New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, DeLoge, and Bon Terre. We've got more volleyball coming up on J98 tomorrow, Mineral Area College and Jefferson College. And right now on AM 800 or AM 1400 KJF, you have Class 3 District 2, St. Genevieve and Herculaneum playing in the second semifinal over there. Windsor beat Festus in the first one. And the students are ready for her to dribble again. A couple of them are on the ground in push-up position to count the dribbles of Winkler's set. I like that one. Pushed over on the second hit, so St. Vincent. Attack left front, big swing. Played in the back middle off of a blocker. Free ball. Here's St. Vincent. Set, attack right front, down the line. Kept in play by Bismarck. But they have to give him a free ball. set from Winkler. Attack is a little tapper off the double block, but they keep it in. Bismarck, back middle, dig by Schnurbusch. They set, but no one's there for it, so they just have to hit it from the back row. Here's Bismarck's opportunity. Tate, little light tap, too light, didn't clear the net. 12-7, St. Vincent. Winkler to serve again. Here comes the student section again. That's how many times she dribbled the set, sir, folks. Bit of an overpass. It's an ace serve. 13-7 in favor of St. Vincent. Winkler will get the serve again. It was Schnurbusch who had the service in the big run they had in set number one, and it's Jenna Winkler with them on a big run here in set number two. Right-handed standing serve, back middle, bit of an overpass, decent set, attack right front, looking for the back left corner, but it is too long from Johnston. Another point for St. Vincent, and they're doubling up Bismarck right now, 14-7.
You know, St. Vincent can't do this any quicker, but one point at a time, and their defense right now is just flawless.
Back left corner on the pass, set, attack left front from Tate, just a little tap over the double block, but the defense perfect again, getting under it. They send back a free ball. Here's Bismarck, set for Dugal, attack right front, down the line, finally a point for Bismarck. Kayla Johnston makes it 14-8, but they're down six, getting the serve back. And Johnston will take over that serve, the 5'11 senior. Right-handed standing serve. Back middle play by Versman. Set. They attack from behind the line with Schnurbusch. Here's Bismarck's opportunity. Dugal short set. Big swing from the middle. Great dig by Versman in the back left. They attack left front. Dug back left. Pushed over by the setter. Schnurbusch ready for it. Versman from behind the line. Dug out in the back middle by Sago. Big swing. The blocker rejects it. Rejected by Kara Castle. St. Vincent gets it back 15-8. There's a wall there that time, the chant from the St. Vincent students. And you'll notice the students you're hearing is only St. Vincent's. Bismarck students haven't had a whole lot to cheer about.
They've gotten quiet over there on them.
Even the guy who was in the creepy chicken mask, he took off the mask. Set for Bismarck. Big swing down the line. Finally, some momentum for them perhaps. Riley Henson on the left front. 15-9, but Bismarck just can't string together back-to-back points.
You know, they're really having to work for all their points that they're getting, and they're going to have to get on a run. They've had a lot of overpasses, though.
Savannah Tate on the set, or on the serve, excuse me. Hit off a blocker, but Henson's block goes too far to the left into the St. Vincent bench, so St. Vincent gets it back, 16-9. Now Schnurbusch has the serve, and remember, in set number one, which St. Vincent won, they went on about a 10-point run on the service of Schnurbusch. Short set for Bismarck, big swing, and it drops in front of Schnurbusch in the back right. Henson the kill. 16-10. Bismarck lost the first one 25-15, so they have to win set number two, best of three in this district semifinal. Set for St. Vincent, attack left front from Myers, kept in play by Bismarck. They attack from the middle. There's a light tap, but the blocker sends it back. Molly Myers, a solo block. 17-10 St. Vincent.
It looks like Henson's really playing safe right now, just trying to make that point to keep the ball alive for him. She's going to have to put some power with it and put the ball on the floor to make sure there's no question about their points.
Megan Henneman with the serve for St. Vincent. Set for Dugal. Attack left front. Clears a double block. Left to right. Drops in. The kill for Johnston. And now Henson takes the serve. 17-11. Bismarck trailing in set number two. Winner plays Valley Catholic later tonight in the championship, which we'll have for you here on KREI. Back middle play by Schnurbusch. Set for St. Vincent. Set a little bit too far outside, but they're able to get a kill off the block. Great play by Madison Hain. That set was near the antenna. Took a perfect angle and dropped it in off the blocker.
You know, I think that's the first we've seen a double block out of Bismarck, too, because usually when Henson's up there, Henson's trying to net by herself tonight.
18-11 St. Vincent. Big serve from Versman. Bit of an overpass. Good set, though, by Dugal. Attack left front. Dug out by Versman. Back left. Attack off a blocker. Kept alive on a dig, but then tapped down by the blocker, but down and out. Karen misfires. Point Bismarck, 18-12. Alyssa Sago gets it back. And I'm not sure Bismarck has gotten back-to-back points in this entire set.
No.
Back left, Schnurbusch on the pass. Set, attack left front. Gets off a blocker, but Bismarck pushes it right up. Tate, attack right front. Back middle pass from Schnurbusch. Set. Hain, left-handed swing from the right front. Bismarck ready. Tate over the double block. Laying out with Schnurbusch for the dig. Hain, though, gives him a free ball. Here's Bismarck. Set Dugal. Attack off a blocker and a kill for Bismarck. Coming from Barton. And it's 18-13. Bismarck back within five. Back-to-back points. Alyssa Sago, the serve. Not a great pass by Versman, will now attack from behind the line. Big, strong dig back left. Three ball sent over. Here's St. Vincent, the chance. Set, attack left front. Big swing, back middle. Dug out by Sago. Set, attack left front off a double block and drops down. Barton the kill. Bismarck back within four. 18-14. Can Bismarck get a mid-set rally like St. Vincent had in set number one? The senior Sago sends over the serve. Set from Henneman. Attack from the middle. Back left dug out by Henson. They attack left front. Barton. Versman the dig. Set. Attack left front. Big swing. Drops in off the blocker. The kill for Lauren Heron. 19-14 St. Vincent. Now Molly Myers has the serve. St. Vincent up 19-14. They won the first set. 25-15. And it's an ace right in the back right corner. Bismarck miscommunication, 2014.
You know, that's one thing that you can't have in a game like this, especially when you're trying to get back the points that you lost off of silly mistakes. Somebody's got to touch the ball.
Miranda Cureton checks in to play in the back row for Bismarck. Set, attack from the middle, big swing, but it is just out. No, it's in. Just in, right along the left line, very close.
I think even Johnson questioned that one herself after she hit it, whether it was in or out.
Bailey Barton with the serve for Bismarck, 20-15. They trail. Bit of an overpass. Good save by Henneman, but the swing too far to the right for St. Vincent. Bismarck back within four, 2016. Bailey Barton, 5'4 senior. Back middle pass, Schnurbusch. Set. Attack left front, big swing, dug out back middle by Sago. Set up, attack left front, double block, sends it back, but Tate keeps it in play. Now the tap over the blocker, dug out by St. Vincent. They attack right front, dig for Barton for Bismarck. And then just a misfire on the left front from Tate. 3 point pretty much for St. Vincent, and a timeout called by Coach Aubuchon of Bismarck. St. Vincent now on top, 21-16 in set number two, and they're 4 points from a two-set victory and a meeting with Valley Catholic. And you figured it would be a competitive match, but I don't think, I'm not even sure St. Vincent expected to have won the first one by 10 and to have this commanding of a lead.
No, you know, and who knows what Paul is saying to him right now. This match still could go either way because Bismarck has the talent to do it. It just seems like they're having a really off night with their hitters tonight.
For Bismarck, Coach Paula Aubuchon, her final year as the head coach. She's had many, many great years with this Bismarck team. Does not want this to be her final match. But St. Vincent close to doing that. 21-16 under first-year head coach Amy Umfleet here in set two. And it's 25-15, the final in set number one. So St. Vincent has the service out of the Bismarck timeout. Getting ready to send it away is Jenna Winkler. She'll do the five quick dribbles of her set, but she gets the chant from the student section. Back right, bit of an overpass. Good set, though, by Dugal. Attack right front, double block, rejects it, but puts back over off of a pinball. Attack left front, back right, dig. Pushed over from the left front by Tate. Set, attack left front, St. Vincent off the net. Sliding down and getting the dig was Cureton. Attack from behind the line by Barton. Then a misplay in the back middle by St. Vincent. Point Bismarck. 21-17, Bismarck gets it back. on the serve. We've got Kayla Johnston, back left pass, set for St. Vincent. Attack left front, big swing off the blocker, punched alive. Tate gives him a free ball. Here's St. Vincent, set for Winkler. Short set, a little punch from the left front. Dug out by Barton, set, attack, down the left line, drops in, Bismarck points. That was Henson. 21-18, back within three for Bismarck, trying to keep their season alive in this district semifinal on their home floor. Kayla Johnston, right-handed standing serve. First contact, Schnurbusch. Set right front, Winkler. Not a great set. Overpass, though, on the first hit, and then tapped down at the net by St. Vincent. The point for Kara Castle, 22-18, they get it back.
That's one thing that neither team's going to be able to do is get that tight overpass right up to the net because you've got big hitters up there. Somebody's going to take the ball.
Peyton Schriller with the serve. Senior defensive specialist, left-handed serve, back middle pass. Set for Dugal, attack left front, big swing, it's too big. They're saying it was touched, and they're going to get the point. Bismarck gets the point as the far official on the floor said it was deflected. So Bismarck gets it 22-19. Savannah Tate on the serve, down three, left-handed serve. Down the right line, set, attack left front. Versman rejected by the blocker, but punched right back over. Bismarck sends it on the second hit. Set for Winkler, attack left front, Versman down the line. It's a kill for Versman. It's 23-19, St. Vincent.
You know, either you got Versman in the back row serving, or you got her in the front row hitting power. No matter where she's at on the court tonight, she is pushing St. Vincent points.
Katie Schnurbusch with the serve for St. Vincent. Set, attack from behind the line. St. Vincent dug it out, but they'll have to give a free ball. So here's Bismarck, the opportunity. Set from Dugal. Attack, big swing, great dig, back left by Bismarck. What a play there by Triller. Attack right front, double block, but Bismarck keeps it in play. They give him a free ball. Here's St. Vincent. Set. Attack. This little light tap over the double block by Versman. They expect the cannon. She brings the change up. 24-19. St. Vincent's a point away from the district final.
You know, Bismarck's trying to do a really good job about mixing those plays up and not just setting that middle the whole time or just the outside. They're really trying to utilize Henson while she's up there, and they're going to have to do that to make some points.
Big swing off the set. Riley Henson from the front middle. Bismarck gets the serve back, but it's 24-20. So Bismarck has to get four consecutive points without a score from St. Vincent. Otherwise, their season ends. Madison Dugal, right-handed serve. Versman on the pass. Set from Winkler. Versman, big swing from the middle, down the right line. That'll end it. St. Vincent knocks out the host, Bismarck. 25-20 in set number two, 25-15 in set number one. St. Vincent and Valley Catholic will be facing off for the district final. We'll take a commercial break and come back with more here from Bismarck. Class 1, District 4 volleyball here on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioner at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath. Ashley, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a graduate of the Barnes Goldfarb School of Nursing. I previously worked for Tenet Hospital in DePere, and I did my externship here at the Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro. I can see individual and families from 13 on up. Call me at 636-481-6040. I'd love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center. We want to be your health care home.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
We're open.
What's open?
Flick's Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flick's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Back out at Bismarck, and the season has ended for Bismarck with St. Vincent. A huge victory for them. 25-15 in set number one, 25-20 in set number two. And up next here on KREI, we will have St. Vincent and Valley Catholic facing off in the district championship. Jordan Slocum and Stacey Hensley with you, with Christian Cooper back at our studio. And Bismarck, in the very first set, started with a 4-0 lead. It got evened back up around, it was about 12-12, and then about a 10-point run for Katie Schnurbusch on the service. St. Vincent took that set convincingly, and Bismarck really never found the momentum in the second set.
Well, no, once, you know, St. Vincent rotated around, then you got Burstman back there. Burstman's got that mean power serve. She was hitting from the back row, hitting from the front row, and Bismarck just could not get that ball under control with her out there.
Impressive victory for St. Vincent. They improved to 16-20-1, and they avenge a defeat last year in the first round of state to Bismarck. And Bismarck, their season will end at 24-7-2. And that's the final game for head coach Paula Aubuchon after a lengthy, very successful career. As the head coach of Bismarck said earlier this year, that it's her final year, and not the way they would have wanted the season to end, especially on their home floor. But you have to give the credit to St. Vincent. They played an excellent, excellent semifinal.
You know, Paula didn't want to end her season this year, and she tried. She used all of her timeouts she possibly had, trying to pull that team back in together, trying to get their mental game back, and St. Vincent just took it away from them.
So now we've got about 30 minutes on the clock before we will get to our final here, which will be Valley Catholic and St. Vincent. And Valley Catholic didn't look terribly impressive in their two-set victory over Valley Caledonia, but of course you wonder a little bit if it was the players maybe not giving their full energy as they were the heavy favorite in that matchup. I think you look at how this match went with St. Vincent. I tell you what, Valley Catholic has to play a lot better than we saw in that first match, otherwise they're in trouble.
You know, Valley Catholic came out really slow at first and kind of sluggish. Took them a little time to get caught back up. But once they did, they ran the ball really good. Now, St. Vincent is good and warmed up, and Valley's had that rest. We'll see who's going to come out and can hold that momentum and keep carrying that energy on the court.
And you wonder, it probably varies from player to player and coach to coach, if you'd like to have that layoff between the semifinal, or if you'd like to just go have your game end and go right back at it.
As a coach myself, I want to keep playing. Muscles are good and warmed up. The girls' mental aspect about the court is still there, and they're still wanting to push the ball and play. I never want that timeout or that rest time. You know, they start getting sluggish, then they start going backwards instead of moving the ball forward.
I want to thank some of our great sponsors for volleyball tonight, including Farmers Mutual Insurance in St. Genevieve, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Crystal City, Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve, Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers, and YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus. So we've got more volleyball to come here on AM 800 KREI. Again, we will have the championship coming your way between Valley Catholic and St. Vincent. We'll take a commercial break here. When we come back, we will look at some other scores from around area volleyball districts, and we'll also try to hear from the coaches in this last match, Paula Abishan of Bismarck and Amy Umfleet of St. Vincent. It's high school volleyball on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We bring you back to Bismarck here on AM 800 KREI. On the way, we will have the championship match from Class 1, District 4. It will be St. Vincent and Valley Catholic. If you're just joining us, St. Vincent victorious over Bismarck, 25-15 and 25-20. And earlier, Valley Catholic victorious over Valley Caledonia, 25-19 and 25-13. Got some other volleyball going on around the area. Over on AM 800 KREI, St. Genevieve knocking off Herculaneum, or over on AM 1400 KGF, I should say. St. Genevieve just knocked off Herculaneum in two sets, so that sets up St. Gen and Windsor will be facing off over on 1400 AM KGF with Will Cheshire on the call. That final set for 8 o'clock. Class 1, District 5. In the area, you've got Eminence and Viburnum. Don't have a final from that one yet. Winona and Summersville facing off after that. Lesterville and Leopold don't have a final from that one yet. That's in Class 1, District 3. Class 1, District 2, Advance and Burney. Class 1 District 1, Gideon and North Pemiscot. And those are the ones that are important for the teams here, because the winner of this district will play the winner of District 1, which is Gideon and North Pemiscot. And then the winners of 2 and 3 will face off. And the way it's set up this year, the winner of District 3 will get to host those matches on Saturday. Right now, you know, Lesterville is the favorite in District 3 over a 500 Leopold squad. And we actually just have a final actually coming in from that. Lesterville did knock off Leopold. So Lesterville will be the host site of that sectional tournament coming up on Saturday. So it'll be either Valley Catholic or St. Vincent who will be facing off from Lesterville on Saturday. Some other districts around the area in Class 2, District 2, Bloomfield eliminating Woodland in two sets. So Bloomfield is on to state. Class 2, District 8 from Eugene. You got Steelville and Lynn who will face off later. And Fatima and Eugene, the other semi in that one. Class 4, District 1, that's tomorrow. Farmington and Poplar Bluff facing off at 6 o'clock from Sykeston. And Class 3, District 1, Dexter and Cape Notre Dame going at it right now. The winner to play Perryville, who knocked off Fredericktown earlier. I was a little out of order, but that's some of the other districts going on around the area. Of course, we'll have the full scoreboard for you at 10 o'clock on J98, and we'll also have updates on Twitter at MIMOInfoSports and online at MIMOInfo.com. Also got SEMO Ball saying Advance is the team that Steelville or Lesterville will be playing, so that means Advance was victorious over Burney. So we know two of the four teams in the sectional tournament now. Lesterville and Advance, we know we're going to be there. We don't know who the winner of this one's going to be yet with St. Vincent and Valley Catholic, and we don't know who they will play between Gideon or North Pemiscot. And again, because it's four versus one, there's a bit of a geographic difference. There's no real common opponents or not much. So I don't know if you know much about those two teams.
I don't.
Yeah.
Not really. It'll be anxious to see who's going to match up with who, though.
So that'll be coming up on Saturday. We'll have volleyball of some sort on Saturday across regional radio. Which teams we're covering, where we're going to be, what stations it's going to be on, that's still all to be determined. It depends on how all of this will shake out tonight and tomorrow. But we'll let you know as soon as we know, probably sometime on Thursday, what volleyball coverage we will have. Also depends on softball as well. We've got Jefferson in our listening area who has made it to the Final Four this weekend in softball. So congratulations to them. And they've got Sarah Handrahan as their lead pitcher, and she is just something else. Her stats the other week, she was averaging more than two strikeouts an inning. Her ERA was under one.
Wow.
She was doing okay.
Is she a senior this year?
I believe so. Wants to come away with a state title, I would think.
Good way to have your season end.
And certainly both of these teams, St. Vincent and Valley Catholic, will want to come away with a state title as well, as they'll be facing off in our district final here in a bit. We'll take a commercial break, come back with more coverage. We're still about 20 minutes away from the start of the district final based on the clock on the scoreboard here. After we come out of this break, we were able to talk to Nancy Fisher of Valley Catholic between the games earlier, and we'll hear her thoughts when we talk to her before the St. Vincent Bismarck match. That'll be coming up after the break. This is High School Volleyball on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioners at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath and Ashley Whitley.
We would love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Call us today at 636-481-6040 to set up an appointment.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're both Ashleys, we could call you the A-Team. You know,
I pity the fool who doesn't call the A-Team for their health care needs.
That's way over the top.
We're not going to really do this, are we?
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center.
Health happens here. Did you know more than 562,000 people in the St. Louis area are living with prediabetes? Learn about and adopt the healthy eating and physical activity habits proven to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Receive support and encouragement from a trained lifestyle coach and fellow classmates. A new class begins on Thursday, October 27th at the Jefferson County Y. Participants who qualify will receive a free 12-week Y membership. For more information, contact 314-421-8838.
welcome you back to Bismarck. Coming up in a bit, the final of Class 1 District 4 will be St. Vincent and Valley Catholic, and St. Vincent victorious in two sets over Bismarck. And we're joined by St. Vincent coach Amy Umfleet. Coach, in the first set, your team started off behind, and then in the middle of that set just went on a huge run, and from there your team seemed to control it. What did you see in that match?
Yes, they did. Well, our girls, I don't know if you've ever, if you've kept up with us or not, but they like to get behind. They like that challenge. They like to get, you know, behind a few, 5 or 6 points, and then they decide to kick it in gear. So that's nothing new for us. So I wasn't too hurt by it. I knew what they had in mind.
Many of those players were on last year's team that got knocked out at state by Bismarck. You were an assistant coach that year. Did that kind of weigh in their mind a little bit, saying, we remember that, we want to get some revenge?
Yes. We did talk about that a little bit, and I told them, you know, the past is the past. Let's move on to the future. This is a new year, new season, so that's what we did.
What were some of the biggest things you were happy about from your team in this victory over Bismarck?
With Bismarck was our blocking. Our blocking really picked up. The last week or so, that's pretty much what we pushed was our blocking, because we knew they had some solid hitters, and we had to stay on those hitters. So needless to say, I really pushed my girls at the net a lot the last week.
Talking with Amy Umfleet, head coach of St. Vincent, with a big win over Bismarck. So now you come to the final. You've got Valley Catholic coming up. You had a chance to see them against Valley Caledonia, although not sure how much that game represents them at their best. You know, what have you seen looking at Valley Catholic?
Well, let's talk about them. We've played them, I think, 3 times now, and we've lost to them. So, you know, I told my girls, you know, just go out there and play like you did with Bismarck, and I think we'll be just fine.
Do you think it's a benefit for your team that you have less of a layoff between your match from Valley, because you can carry that momentum in, or at least try to?
Well, I'm not really for sure about that. I told the girls to stay in the locker room, to stay moving, to keep their muscles moving, don't sit down. So they're in there right now kind of jamming out, dancing a little bit. So
the energy is good, though, and that's one of the biggest things you need, is just to have the confidence and the energy going.
Yes. I'm so proud of these girls. They came out with a lot of heart tonight, and we'll see where the next game leads us.
And you've got kind of a fun student section. My favorite is when Winkler has the serve, and they all dive down and count it up.
Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's we'd like to thank TG for that. They donated the money to get the bus to bring our pep crowd here. So the girls really depend on those.
You know, and we noticed too at the start of the match, because we're in Bismarck, and Perryville's not a short trip, and we looked around at the start of the match, like, there might be more blue shirts here than the red shirts.
Yeah. St. Vincent's, they definitely follow the sport. Yeah, they're definitely dedicated.
Appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank
Amy Umfleet
so
of St. Vincent, and we'll try to catch up with you after the championship, as your squad will take on Valley Catholic up next.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Again, that was Amy Umfleet of St. Vincent joining us here on our pregame show, as we're getting ready for the third match. Will be the championship match, winner on to the state tournament, Valley Catholic and St. Vincent. Both of these teams, programs that have had a lot of success over the years, teams that have been at state more often than not, really, over the last decade or so. St. Vincent were at state last year, lost in the first round to Bismarck. The year before that, St. Vincent finished second. For Valley Catholic, they're on a surprising drought. They last made it to state in 2013, although they've had 9 straight winning seasons under head coach Nancy Fisher, who, much like we talked with Paula Abishon of Bismarck, you know, Coach Nancy Fisher, she's been doing it a long time and one of the most respected coaches in the area.
She is. You know, Nancy has built huge teams over the past several years, and the several times that I've even talked to her, she knows she's got a young team this year. And she's almost had to kind of start over. They don't have as much height, but they have scrappiness. Both these teams have big defenses. But like Umfleet said, they've pushed their blocking this last week. We'll see whether or not that's going to pay off on their game.
We had a chance to talk with Coach Nancy Fisher between her match and the second semifinal between St. Vincent and Bismarck. So we're going to play that now. This is what Coach Nancy Fisher said to us in between that match. So we'll play that clip now.
Okay.
I guess we're having some technical issues getting that clip to
you. What did you see from your team in this first match?
Well, I saw that there are plenty of things that we need to work on. It seemed like we were a little bit sluggish, especially early on, just didn't move very well. And like I said, there are a lot of things that we'll need to work on and make better if we want to have a chance in the championship match.
Do you think part of that for the players is maybe not having as much energy because they kind of have in their mind, well, this one isn't as important, maybe?
Possibly, and that was when we called the timeout in the first set. That was exactly what I told them. I said, we have to respect our opponent no matter who it is, and at that point, I didn't feel we were doing a good job of respecting Caledonia.
So now you've got either Bismarck or St. Vincent. Starting with Bismarck, what do you see when you look at what they do?
Well, one thing obviously that stands out is their two middles play really, really, really well. And they do a good job of covering the floor defensively behind those middles. And they do have outside hitters that can keep the ball in play as well. So with Bismarck, I think everybody has to key on trying to stop their two middle hitters.
On the other side, St. Vincent, what do you see with them?
With them, a little bit different sort of team. They'll probably spread the ball out a little bit more, use more hitters. They play good, tough defense like Bismarck. They also have one really, really outstanding hitter in Jackie Versman, and she also serves very well. If they let her go back and do her jump serve, that's a fireball.
So with slightly different styles between these two teams, do you feel like your team matches up better against one?
I don't necessarily know that. We've played both teams. I don't know whether we match up better against one rather than the other. They're both quality teams. They're different, and we will have to play different depending on who we would have to play.
But, of course, the big key for your team, first and foremost, just have to take care of the stuff on your end.
Absolutely. And that's something, you know, sometimes we get caught up on worrying about stopping the other team, and then we don't do our job in terms of putting the ball on the floor ourselves. So we'll definitely have to try to take care of business there, serve well, serve, receive well, and then hopefully things will work out for us.
All right, head coach Nancy Fisher of Valley Catholic, thanks for joining us, and best of luck in the final.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body and Sales in St. Genevieve wishes the Valley Warriors and St. Genevieve Dragons good luck this season. Dwayne's been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured. All work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery, and now with a second location. Visit Dwayne Doza Auto Sales at 1104 Truman Boulevard in Crystal City. For all your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171. Check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at Soapy Auto Sales.
Come take advantage of the fall savings sale going on at Oaks Home Furnishings in St. Genevieve only. With 40,000 square feet of fine furniture, they offer brands like Serta, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Oaks Home Furnishings wants to help you find the perfect furniture for your home, along with a great line of Whirlpool appliances. And take advantage of the fall savings at Mattress World in Perryville, where they've got your back. Chuck says, come see them.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
At Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, you're assured peace of mind for both you and your loved ones. Gracious, affordable living, an in-home environment, and staffed by a professional team that works with the patient and the family to provide skilled nursing or rehabilitation, hospice services, and much more. A beautiful enclosed courtyard, free cable TV, Wi-Fi, and beauty shop services are enjoyed by Fountain Blue residents. At Fountain Blue Nursing Center, minimal stress and maximum care can only provide a longer, more meaningful life. Call 636-937-3500 for more details.
We welcome you back to Bismarck. Again, on the way, the championship match between St. Vincent and Valley Catholic, Class 1, District 4. As there's about 7 minutes on the clock before we get this final going. Take a look at the lineups for these teams, starting with Valley Catholic.